Russ Parr Morning Show. People poll time. A Cincinnati teacher was fired after a black student said he wanted to become president. And the teacher told him the nation didn't need another black commander in chief. And the Fairfield Board of Education voted 4-0 last Thursday night to fire science teacher Gil Voigt from Fairfield Freshman School. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, should he have been fired? I mean, you have a freedom of speech in schools?
Right.
Or not? But and don't you promote critical thinking amongst your students by having differing opinions?
Right. Well,
yeah, but
Well, I think it's important to hear the opinion of the student so you can kind of gauge their level of learning or their level of understanding. In this situation, I think we have to see what's in his file.
I think they should have been reprimanded but not fired. If it was a science teacher, I don't even know why this was a topic of discussion.
Political science, if they were talking about political science, I don't know. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Hi, your comment, please.
Yes, this is Keita from Cincinnati. And to answer the first question, should he be fired? If he's already had several different types of issues and incidents like this, mm-hmm. then yes, I do agree that he should be fired. Now, as far as his opinion needs to stay with himself, especially when it belittles the people that he's referring to. Like, I mean, you know, talking down as far as with the president, that's your opinion, and you need to stick with the facts and teach those only.
Okay, got you on that. But, you know, if you go to a Christian school, they're going to tell you their opinion about how they believe. And
Well, you know that going in. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign up religion for class. Yeah.
Good morning, hello. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Hi, your comment, please.
My comment is, I don't think he should have been fired. I think they should look into the file to see whether he's had any other instances like this. But I think that it is all to protect the school board. It's not about him talking about the president. It's because he brought up the issue of being black, saying we didn't need another black one. That is nothing but the school board covering their asses because they don't want a suit. Oops, I don't even know if I can say that word.
Well, you did.
Well, it's too late now. Yeah.
We'll beep it later. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing? Your comment, please. I'm fine.
Hey, so my thing is, I think he should have been reprimanded, like, you know, one of your panelists.
Yeah, Britt said, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I think, because what I think is more egregious, but should be paid more attention to, are armed citizens keeping the law enforcement for doing their job down there in Texas, and that's nothing happened to them.
Yeah. I just don't understand. You know, I thought we were in a country of freedom of speech, and I think in our learning institutions that, you know, you get a teacher like that, and you should be able to have a discussion about it and his opinion. And if he couched it as, hey, this is just my opinion or something like that, as opposed to, you know, because Ohio is a pretty big, it's a red state. Mm. Let's just keep it real. A lot of folks in Ohio didn't want to vote for the president.
But
his political beliefs, I mean, we are swayed, whether we want to believe it or not, by our teachers' beliefs when they teach us.
But but a teacher cannot debate with the kids over something
Why
like
not?
That.
Why not?
It's a position of authority.
No, because he has more knowledge than the kids on this.
So there's, what? That's how you learn.
It depends on the class.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I think that he really should have been reprimanded, but depending on his file, should have been fired. But I got to disagree with your opinion about he shouldn't debate, you know, with the kids. He shouldn't debate with the kids, and it's because when you go to grade papers, when you put your feelings into what that kid is saying, you tend to grade them on your beliefs and end up giving an A paper, a C, or a D.
Well, that's true, because opinions are subjective.
Exactly.
And so it could be taken anyway. This guy Voigt, the teacher that was fired, he's had a couple of other incidents. He said that he was only repeating what another student had said. He realizes it was inappropriate, but basically he tried to clean it up and say that he felt the nation can't afford another president like Barack Obama, whether he's black or white. That's him trying to clean it up. But he's had other incidents where he referred to some classmates as gay. He put a laser pointer on an African-American student and said, hey, look, an African-American Rudolph.
He
has a little bit of pattern there. Good morning, hello. Good morning, hello. Lost you, sorry. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hey. Your comment, please.
Yeah, he would have had to have a lot of stuff in his style or other, previous problems, because it takes a lot for a teacher to get fired. Like, it takes a lot. They got unions and all that stuff.
Yeah, but even some of that other stuff that he did where he was trying to be humorous, I'm not sure it was grounds for termination, but then again, we don't know what else is.
Let's focus on teaching. I mean, he's a distraction at this point.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, I'm from here in Cincinnati, and I just want to first of all say that racism is one of the hardest things to prove, yet it's the biggest thing that we cry wolf on. I think that the teacher shouldn't have been fired. He should have been reprimanded. And, you know, we do have a right to freedom of speech. And what he said was after class, it was in a personal conversation between him and a student. And I happen to be black, and I agree that we don't just need another black president. You know what I mean? We need somebody there that's doing something. Not that I'm not saying that Obama's bad or whatever, but just to say that, oh, I want to be the next black president. Let's be something more than just a black president.
Well, I think that's a good place to start, though. You know, being the next black president,
right?
You know, and you know, but listen, I don't know. I don't know if he should have been fired, maybe reprimanded for his comments. But I think it spurs on debate, like we're doing right here, and that educates.